All right, how's everybody doing? I'm Dr. Imfan Akpan, and I wanted to go back and make a video on the OpenAI Academy. So I wanted to take us there just to see what is new and what we can actually watch. And I think this is great because if you think about ChatGPT, OpenAI, it's just an interface of value. So it's just a window you can go in to help you with things, but you can make images, you can brainstorm ideas, but what else can you do with it? So I thought this is great because they've got events that you can actually watch, and these are live streams. So like they've got an introduction to ChatGPT. So you got to register where they have different individuals who work at OpenAI going through things with the actual platform. So I think that's pretty neat. And then they also have content. And what's great is they've got Intro to AI for K through 12 educators, Introduction to Prompt Engineering, Mastering Prompts. So I think this is really OpenAI for business. So you've got these collections that they have here as well. Let's take a look at this one and see what we can glean from it. Let me play.
Hi everyone, my name is Lois, and in this short video, I'm going to be taking you through an introduction to prompt engineering. Let's get started with what is a prompt? A prompt is simply the question or instruction you give to ChatGPT. Prompting is the art of communicating with AI models to get a desired output. The clearer and more detailed your prompt or input, the better the response from ChatGPT. And please don't be thrown off by the term engineering. No science or technical degrees are required to be good at conversing with ChatGPT. In fact, top tip, when you are learning how to prompt, think about it in the same way you would communicating a task to a human. The more specific and thorough you are in your communication, the more accurately the task will be completed. Let's discuss how you craft a great prompt. A prompt requires three things: context, role, and expectation. Context is really the material to be worked on. Role is about describing who you are and what you do. And you can also assign this role or persona to ChatGPT. Expectation is the desired material you want ChatGPT to generate. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to show you how you can incorporate this three-step framework to improve your prompts over time. In this example, I start by asking a simple question. Can you help me understand the current trends in global markets? It's very easy to converse with ChatGPT, and you can get started by asking questions. Just know that ChatGPT doesn't have enough context to help you do a very detailed task. So, if we wanted to improve this prompt, what we now need to do is add in additional context to explain who we are, where we work, and what it is we're trying to do. And when we do that, it is much more likely that we get a response that supports the task. So here I am saying I'm a business analyst at Acme Co exploring global market trends. Can you help me understand the key trends across industries and regions? Now, the best version of this prompt will also include an expectation. Here, what we're saying is, I am a business analyst at Acme Co exploring global market trends. Can you help me understand the major trends impacting global markets, focusing specifically on how technological advancements and geopolitical shifts are influencing various industries? Please highlight the key trends, assess their potential risks, and identify any challenges organizations might face in adapting their strategies to these changes. Again, what we've done here is we've been explicit about the output and the focus for ChatGPT. We want ChatGPT to dial into technology, geopolitical shifts, key trends, and challenges. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to show another example in this format. Again, what we do is...
So I think this is great because it is giving us the opportunity to see how it works, learn from someone who works from OpenAI, and to kind of give us a framework. And I think it also will help us to give us ideas on how to use it and what we can do with it. So I'd love to hear if you've been using OpenAI Academy. Do you think it's helpful? What tips do you have? So make sure you like and subscribe. And yeah, tell me what you think in the comments.